It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing this morning there, Josh?
Good. It feels like fall.
It does. You came in here and it reminded me I hadn't, we were talking about furnaces and stuff, and it reminded me I hadn't turned the heat on here, so it seems to be working.
I turned mine on yesterday.
This is the first time I've turned it on here, so got that dusty smell you always get.
Yep.
But it's heating, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, like I said, I turned mine on yesterday, too. Last couple of mornings, still had the furnace set on air conditioner, and it would be 62 in my house. And I was like,
that's a little cool.
That's a little.
Keep ours around 68 somewhere in there. So, anyway, I guess fall is here. Winter's on the way. So
it finally feels like fall. You know, I was 70s, 80s is great in the summertime, but fall. It needs to feel like fall. Yeah. You know, harvest is almost done.
That's right.
Already.
It does feel like fall. Feels like Halloween.
It needs to feel like fall.
Well, let's salute a veteran, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting shopkeeper third class Marvin Curtis Welch. Marvin was born on April 28th, 1910 here in Madison, and passed away on February 21st, 1981. About two weeks before I was born.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Not as long as me.
No, but Marvin entered active duty on May 12th, 1944 in Madison in the United States Navy, was honorably discharged about a year and a half later on October 13th, 1945. He was an aviation storekeeper at U.S. Naval Air Station in Glenview, Illinois. You know, we needed people stateside as well during World War II, and he was one of them. So we thank you, Marvin, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Very good. Appreciate all the veterans.
Absolutely.
Well, the courthouse is open today, by the way. We should mention that here, right?
Yes, it is Columbus Day, but we are courthouse is open, and I noticed at least one of the banks in town was open, too.
Okay.
So some government offices, some
post
banks,
office, some of those guys are closed. So
yeah, they might be closed.
They are closed.
Yep.
They got a big sign on the door. So no mail today.
Oh.
So, anyway, well, let's get to our topic at hand, what veterans and their spouses need to know about Medicare coverage. I think that's it today.
The annual enrollment period for Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans is open starting tomorrow and going through December 7th. So the VFW put out a news release on October 4th with a question and answer thing with a Humana representative to help answer some frequently asked questions about Medicare coverage that veterans and their family members may have. If you're one of the 8.3 million veterans in the United States age 65 or older, or the spouse of a veteran, you may have questions about health care coverage, especially if you have VA health care benefits and you're eligible for Medicare. Like I said, the annual enrollment period for Medicare Advantage and prescription drugs opens October 15th and goes through December 7th. Making an important time for veterans to reassess their coverage needs. So the VFW interviewed Scott Mathis. He's a U.S. Army veteran who also works for Humana to answer some of the top questions veterans ask when deciding about Medicare coverage. First question, do I need Medicare if I have health care benefits through the Department of Veterans Affairs? If you're a veteran who receives VA health care benefits, the VA still encourages you to enroll in Medicare, as do I. When you're eligible, Medicare can provide coverage if you need care from a non-VA hospital or doctor, if you want a second opinion, or if you'd like care closer to home. If you're at a VA-authorized care facility, Medicare may cover services the VA can't. Second question, what's the difference between Medicare and Medicare Advantage? Original fee-for-service Medicare is the government-managed program. It includes Part A, which is hospital, and Part B, doctors and outpatient services. Medicare Advantage plans offered through private insurance companies include Parts A and B and often include additional benefits like prescription drug coverage. For example, Humana USAA Honor Giveback plans inspired by veterans include dental, vision, and hearing benefits along with Part B Giveback that adds money back to your Social Security check every month and has a $0 monthly plan. You guide them to help close gaps in health care. You don't have to be a veteran to select one of these plans. Do I need prescription drug coverage? For many people, this depends on how far they live from a VA care facility. With Medicare Part D, as in Delta, only available through private insurers as part of a Medicare Advantage plan or a standalone prescription drug plan, you can get medication prescribed by non-VA doctors and pick them up at your local pharmacy. If you're satisfied with your prescription coverage through the VA, there are Medicare Advantage plans without prescription drug coverage. And historically, VA has been rated the number one best mail-order pharmacy, and their copays. Veterans that have a 50% disability or more have no copays for medication, but otherwise prescription drugs are either $5, $8, or $11, depending on what the medication is, and that's for a 30-day supply. So a 90-day supply of medication can cost as much as $33 or as little as $15. So there's that. How do I enroll in Medicare? If you're eligible for Medicare when you turn 65, your initial enrollment period opens 3 months before the month you turn 65 and closes 3 months after. So there's a six-month window there. Actually, 7 months. Individuals with certain disabilities are eligible before the age 65. Every year, you'll be able to change or select a Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plan during Medicare's annual open enrollment window, which goes from October 15th to December 7th. If I like the plan I have, do I need to do anything during an open enrollment to keep my coverage? If you're happy with your plan, you don't have to do anything. Coverage will continue into the next year as long as the plan you have is still available. Keep in mind, though, that plan benefits and costs can change annually, so it's always recommended reviewing the information you receive from your insurance carrier to be sure you get the coverage that meets your needs. At Humana, they make adjustments to your plans every year to ensure we're delivering affordable care and benefits members say matter most to them. Where do I get more information? Look to credible sources like licensed sales agents or Medicare.gov to compare plans. This was an interview with a Humana specialist, so Humana customer care specialists have collaborated with USAA to receive special training to better serve unique health care needs of veterans. You can go to humana.com/Medicare/veterans or call 1-833-585-8387 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Speak with a customer care specialist or connect with a licensed agent. Now, just because this was a question and answer with a Humana specialist, I do not endorse any specific non-VA healthcare coverage other than signing up for Medicare when you're eligible. So it behooves the veterans and the family members to do their own research, talk with licensed agents that offer these plans. They can answer questions better than I can. I don't give insurance advice other than let's get you signed up for VA healthcare and make sure you sign up for Medicare when you're eligible, because the fee for doing it later on in life is not worth it.
No, and then you're stuck with that fee for the rest of your life.
Yes.
So if you don't do things right. So.
Yep. So that's the only endorsement I give is sign up for VA healthcare, enroll in Medicare when you're eligible.
All right. Now, like I say, talk to a real person. Don't take their advice off the internet. I mean, you'll get a lot of Medicare, believe
yes.
me. I know that. And most of those are, I shouldn't say most, but a lot of them are scams.
I get at least three emails from AARP every day, and I'm not even 50 yet.
Yeah, they've been trying to get me since I was about 30.
Okay, so I'm not the only one.
No.
More information on specific plans can be found at the information I gave about Humana. I know Blue Cross has some programs out there, as does other insurance companies. But do your own research. Make your own decisions. You know your health better than anybody else. And you know what you need. You know what your health is like. I don't, so I don't give insurance advice other than sign up for VA healthcare, sign up for Medicare.
All right. Very good. Yep. Well, you're going to be in the office this week then?
I am in the office this week, except for Friday. I have a doctor's appointment. I'm still dealing with a broken back, so I got to meet with an orthopedic specialist again.
All right. You'd probably rather be in the office.
Maybe, yeah. I'd rather not have a broken back.
That's true. Well, I hope so.
Yep, we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. Again, this Friday I'll be out of the office. Next week I'm out for a couple of different days on Monday and Thursday, definitely. But otherwise, you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Well, Josh, appreciate it. You have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Monday
morning.
You
too. Thank you.
Josh Benninger, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.